1932.
Doug Steffen Good Day program from the Gulf Convention Center in Gulfport, actually Biloxi, Gulfport, same area. The airport is called the Gulfport Biloxi Airport. Very clever. They really are. They have worked everything out here, Roberta, so that there is nothing's left to chance. It is the Gulfport Biloxi Airport.
So you know where
you
are.
And when you land here, you know
Yes. You're
either in Gulfport or Biloxi. It's not like LaGuardia. If you come from someplace else, you go to LaGuardia, how do you know you're in New York? If you land in Washington at the Reagan National Airport, you don't know you're Washington.
Like LaGuardia is not. Yeah, LaGuardia is not associated with New York, and Reagan is not associated with Washington, Doug.
Well, for a strange person that's coming from another land.
I'm hoping that if you're on the plane, you're in the right spot when you get off.
If you're strange coming from another land, there's a pretty good chance you're not going to be landing for the first time in the U.S. in Biloxi.
Well, but if you did land here for the first time, you would be, you'd know what was going on. And so it goes.
I'm just
Roberta Fasanelli is here. Jennifer Horn is here. I don't know, Richie's lost someplace. I'm not sure what's going on. But we have things well under control, and I'm flirting with disaster, actually, this morning. There are a couple of things that have to do with the government that are worth consideration.
Ooh.
Just for the anecdotal value of these considerations. For example, the discussion of the FDA banning these beverages like juice and moonshot and Four Loko. Your daughter is 14, Roberta.
Yes.
Has she ever tried or have you ever had any of these drinks, this moonshot or Four Loko? You are a loco, so you probably don't need any more of this.
I think the strongest I've ever had is Red Bull. That's about it.
Really?
Which
that's
is actually, that's like a glass of water by comparison
to
these things.
Yeah, right. Now, the question is whether the FDA should ban them. They have been studying these things. Drinks have been around for years and years and years and years and years. And now, after a year-long review by our friends at the FDA, they've said, okay, in 15 days, you guys either reformulate this stuff or we're going to seize everything like Prohibition did in 1929, seize all the alcohol. We're going to seize all of this stuff. And, of course, this is the America that we're growing into in the year 2010, where the government controls everything, everybody's life. You're not smart enough to figure out or to teach your children that these things are bad for them. And I used the analogy before, Roberta, of guns. The guns don't kill people. People decide they're going to use the gun for an inappropriate purpose. It's inappropriate for people who can't handle their liquor or their alcohol to have this stuff. I mean, how many things can we say that of? It's dangerous to eat too much fish because you'll get fat.
Right.
So somebody's going to stand there and say, you can only have 8 ounces of fish? You have a 12-ounce T-bone steak. Wait a minute. The FDA says that's too much. We're going to cut it down. You can only have an 8-ounce T-bone steak.
Don't they have a label on it saying that they cause blackouts?
The T-bone steak?
No, on this drink. Doesn't it have a label that says it could cause blackouts or something? Or is that what they want to put on there?
A qualification. Clay Cohart, who's our director of social media and who runs in the circles of irresponsible youth, as people who are his friends that drink this stuff. Of course, he would never drink it.
No.
Now, have you ever looked at one of these cans, Clay, to see what the content on the can is? Or you just open them and drink them?
Well, my friend, I just drink water because I have some affect, but my friends just open them and drink them. I don't think they actually care. They hear what's in it, but I don't think they actually read what's on the side of it.
They never really looked at the label.
No way. No. I can barely read,
yeah.
Doug.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, this is America. This is America today. They don't read. They don't care. So what do we need the FDA to come around? Do you think people your age, Clay, are concerned about this sort of thing, or do you think that they're aware of the FDA and their power and their control over what it is that we eat and drink?
Yeah, are you saying are they worried that they're going to take it away, or are they worried about the health risks?
No, I guess I'm just wondering whether they're aware of the FDA in general and other government agencies that are very controlling and very much in your face, whether you realize it or not. These people are in your face.
They're probably aware of it, but if you just said the FDA, they might get it confused with the fire department.
Good, perfect.
That's Oh, no.
The education system working wonderfully well again. All right, so at any rate, our poll today at gooddayshow.com focuses on this, Roberta. Do you agree with the recent ban of alcohol energy drinks? Or the, I guess maybe the better way of putting it, Clay, do you agree with the potential FDA said they want to ban alcoholic energy drinks? A, yes, they're a health hazard and are being marketed to children. B, no, the drinks are a mixture of legal liquids. C, I think the drinks ought to be legal, but graphic warnings. Wait a minute, here we have should twice in the same sentence. Clay, do you not learn anything from being around?
Doug, I hate the word all. I said hate.
Hate.
Yeah.
Terrible word also.
So many words we can't say.
Anyway,
words.
I hear Dick Cheney thinks that Four Locos a day are great. All right, so that's the I wonder if you and Victoria talk about this, though, Roberta. She's at the age. There have to be some of her friends that are drinking. Does she know what this stuff is?
You know, I don't know if she does or doesn't, but the circles that she runs in and the fact that we live in Manhattan, it's kind of tough to get your hands on this stuff, you know?
It is. It's not in the convenience stores on the corner.
It's banned.
That's where normally it's sold. That's the
yeah. It's banned in New York State.
But I don't know how. I don't know how my friends get it
from Connecticut. Joyzy. They go to Joyzy. Yeah. What exit?
Yeah, they go talk to
Snooki.
To
ban it.
They go talk to Snooki.
Yeah, Blumenthal wants to ban it in Connecticut. What is? Why would we ban this stuff? If it's, if you want to drink something like this and do stupid things to yourself, then you ought to be able to do it.
People may not realize exactly what's in it, Doug. They may equate it with something like Red Bull or Rockstar. But people don't read labels.
You read the labels. Well, that's their problem. Why should the government, why should we be spending the taxpayer? Why should I be spending my tax dollars to protect you because you're stupid?
What about what about cigarettes, Doug?
Same thing.
Really?
The cigarettes. We've had this discussion as much as I mean, tobacco products are available for sale. I think that people who use them are mindless. Mm-hmm. You put these, we talked about this last week, having those big, outrageous, horrible pictures on the packs of cigarettes. That's fine. I said that I normally depart from the FDA, but in this circumstance, I could agree with them. That everything ought to be done to prevent the sale of this stuff. What really bothers me about tobacco products is that you and I, as the taxpayer, are still subsidizing the farmers for growing tobacco. Hello, on one hand, the government says you ought not to use this stuff, and beware. On the other hand, there's a government program that encourages people to grow more tobacco.
Yeah, right. Now, let me ask you this,
is there anything crazier?
If the government was going to ban cigarettes, would you approve of that?
Banning cigarettes?
Yep.
Yeah, because I'm not objective when it comes to tobacco.
Well,
I'm completely unobjective.
At least you admit it, though.
You can say the same thing about this drink. You know.
No, well, I mean, I could say the same thing about anything. Let's go back to Prohibition in the 1920s when the Nazis and the fascists wanted to take over America and tell everybody what they could do and what they couldn't do. The religionists, whoever, you name it, where are we going to stop? Okay, the only official religion in America is Christianity. If you're other than that, get out. I mean, you can go that far with all of this stuff. At what point do you stop telling people what they can do and still maintain a freedom, a society that it makes its own decisions? What point? Where do you draw the line?
Where I'm with you on this, Doug, is about people taking personal responsibility for themselves, because the same thing can be said for the loan crisis. People said they didn't know what they were signing, but they signed these documents.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
Read them.
Why do we have to pay for that? And the same thing with these drinks. Yeah. If they're putting a label on them, which I think that they should, in simple terms so people know what they're getting, it's got to be for like a seventh grader. Oh, Doug, I hate should.
No, it's a fifth grader.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
fifth grader.
Then if people want to drink them and they die, that's very sad. But
then again,
if you want to put big warning labels on the bottle or the can, that's okay. That's fine.
But then again, what if it's the government who has to pay for the medical costs of the damage that's going to be done
to
these people? Hello,
the government doesn't pay for anything because it doesn't have any money unless it extracts it from you and me. So the government doesn't have to pay for a damn thing that unfortunately, we've lost control of the government for the time being. Hopefully, we'll get it back again and be able to fix some of these things that are part of this ridiculous health care bill and other things. There are good and bad to any or all of these things, Roberta. It is just a matter of degree, and the degree here is way beyond the beyond. We've got too many people exercising too much authority over people who ought to be able to figure out on their own. We've become the, and part of it is the dumbing down of our country. The people who are not able to get a good education because our system has become so rot with people that don't really care. The old days, and I'm not one of these, oh, let's return with us now, as Richie would say, to the good old days. It isn't the good old days anymore. It is today. And we have a responsibility to teach people, parents do, and the educational system has a responsibility to teach people fundamentally how to study, how to think, not what to think, but how to think. You've got to figure out on your own what to think. And when it comes to stuff like this, if drinkers are unaware of how intoxicated they can become, then that's their problem. There are warning labels, but they may not be big enough. Maybe the FDA has to say, okay, make them bigger so that people always go warning, you know, show a picture of somebody beheaded after an accident behind the wheel of a car driving after they've had some of this stuff. Maybe
they
that's
do that in high schools most of the time.
I mean, another problem is that the more people talk about this and the more people hear that these things will get you crazily drunk, the more they're going to buy them.
Yeah.
At least the more the irresponsible kids are.
That's true.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So then that's their problem. It only becomes my problem if they're driving a car and they run into me. And then what's the story? 800-510-8255. So that's the rundown of the issue of the day. We're visiting the folks here. Actually, there are a number of issues that people have had to confront here in Mississippi. That's part of what we'll be talking about during the course of the program this morning. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Oh. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly, through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Monta Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hurricane. hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit, so get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Get right down to the nitty-gritty here. There's this lady who sent an email to me suggesting that I did not pay enough attention to Rich McFadden. I didn't give him enough credit. I don't have enough respect for him. And you know what, lady? You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? Nothing. You're right. Exactly.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down, and that foot is me.
Now 23 after the hour, almost 24 after Good Day program from Biloxi, Mississippi. More on what's going on down here later on in this hour. Right now, though, the announcement that you've all been waiting for, or have you? The new judges are not the only thing facing the contestants this season on American Idol. Apparently, there's a story in TV Guide this week, Jennifer, that the finalists will face new challenges, including having to make a music video. They will have to promote themselves. It sounds like Donald Trump somehow or other is affecting the production of American Idol, right? I mean, doesn't it sound like that? You got to do your own thing. You sort of got to get out there and sell your performance.
Mm-hmm.
And the audiences aren't going to see the amount of competitors decrease from 24 to 12. They're going to start right away with 12.
Oh, really?
Jennifer Lopez apparently suggested that. Yeah, right.
Huh.
Hmm.
They're not a glib either. Lopez, I would think she'd be pretty good at this. I don't know.
She will be.
I think he'd be good at it one way or another.
But Steven Tyler will be entertaining.
Mm-hmm. See, I think there's a difference. Steven Tyler, I'm guessing, doesn't understand the business, and I don't know him, so maybe this is an incorrect judgment on my part. But I don't guess he understands the business of music. I'm guessing Lopez.
How can you say that?
He's been in a major rock band since 1970.
I just said to you, I didn't know him that well. I'm basing it on what I know about Jennifer Lopez. So you're going to attack me?
I thought you knew that Aerosmith has been around since 1973.
That Steven Tyler has anything to do with the business side of Aerosmith. I know he has to do with the performing side of Aerosmith.
I think these people are a lot smarter than you think.
Yeah.
You think so, Roberta?
Otherwise, they think...
Bruce?
I would say that Steven
Tyler
might be one of the...
Bruce runs his own business?
No, John Landau does.
Okay, so there's the perfect example. Bruce Springsteen doesn't run his business. He has somebody run his business for him. Duh.
Yeah, but
how do we know that's not the case with
Aerosmith? You're not talking about the business side with these people. You're talking about the entertainment side and being a great singer.
The business side of it is they have to, what the contestants are going to have to do is produce a music video. They're going to have to learn how to promote themselves. They're going to have to work with a band and dancers because they have to not just sing now, but choreography is going to be a part of how they're judged.
Yeah, but
that's a whole new. They're putting Dancing with the Stars together.
Steven Tyler's done 100 videos.
And he's a good showman.
Yeah.
He may have performed in 100 videos, but does he know how to do the back room promotion? Does he know how to sell these things? Does he know how the business of music is conducted? That's my question.
I don't know. I can't imagine they're going to make these kids do it either. I can imagine they're going to make them make a video, which means somebody is going to help them produce a video.
Here's who does?
Lewis is on the phone if you want to talk. He's got a can of that. Was it the juice that you were talking about?
Oh.
All right. So, yeah, we're talking, those of you who are just joining us, we're having a conversation about whether it's appropriate to ban these alcoholic energy drinks. Lewis, you're on. Good day. Good morning.
Whoops. Hold on, man. I forgot you can't punch him up.
I'm at a disadvantage because I can't see. I'm in here. I can't see the same stuff you guys can see. Hi. Hello. So you have a can of what in front of you? What are you drinking?
I'm not drinking it. I've been in my
refrigerator. All right, so read the can. Read the label on the can, will you please?
Again, it says Panther Juice, premium malt beverage with natural and artificial flavors, caffeine, ginseng, taurine, and certified color. And it got 9.9% alcohol.
Ooh.
That's not that bad. Yeah, wine's about 16, really? Can be 16.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, I drink a few beers that have 9%.
Well, somebody said earlier that you can drink one of these and it substitutes for three or four beers.
No, it's 12% with the other stuff, the Four Loko, and it's the same size as a bottle of wine, which is on average 12%. So it has the same amount as a bottle of wine.
Wow. And probably easier to drink.
What's the big deal? What's this caller's name again, Richie?
Lewis.
Yes,
Lewis, do you think this stuff should be banned?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Thank you. 28 passed on. Good day.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offers valid in-store only while supplies last. No rain checks. Offer valid through 11/2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We've been working together with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for many years. Did you know in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive their early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me and the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, 50% off brand name prescriptions.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the Gulf Convention Center, Gulfport, Biloxi, Mississippi, where there is great fishing now. There is a return to those thrilling days of yesteryear when you can actually get on a boat and you not have it covered with oil and the fish are not covered with oil. I think that they feel here, Richie, that the news media did them a disservice, which is not a new story by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, what a shock.
Yeah, right. And so the things that came out that were generally apply to every place that the oil spill may have affected, didn't affect the coast of Mississippi like it did some of the areas that were closer to. And I was told that this rig is pretty much due south of here, south and west, about 30 miles. But the whole mess that was created by this has been addressed. These people are quite happy with BP. And we didn't get that information. They despise Tony Hayward, despise him, because of his mishandling of it. And since this new guy who runs BP apparently is a Mississippian, and he's been able to deal with not only the realities, the PR realities of this, but the actual realities of getting it done. BP is everywhere down here now. And you notice after Hayward was gone, pretty much everything quieted right down. Do you remember how it was? There's uproars every day. Mm-hmm. And then when he was gone, this other guy came in. They've sent trucks out. They paid the people that are supposed to be paid. They have done what they're supposed to. So these people who despised BP when this got started are now saying, okay, under the circumstances, they've mitigated this as well as they could have under the circumstances. And one of the big things down here that they feel has helped more than anything else is the bacteria that we talked about. Remember when we were talking about the guy from Heidelberg who developed this bacteria and they put it all around here? They also were enormous. They were so frustrated and angry about the government, mostly the federal government, telling them what they could and couldn't do when there was nothing really wrong, and making these, you know, general statements about what you have to do and what you can't do. And you know, the amount of, they're so used to oil, they see these little bulbs of oil on the beaches all the time down here. because, hello, they're in the Gulf. There's oil being drilled down here. There are leaks in these things, and they surface and they flow to the sand and onto the beach, and they pick them up. And that's it. The water, they think the water is as clean as could be. It's great to swim in. I mean, it's not like you go for a swim here and you're going to come out looking like the creature from the Black Lagoon. And it once again speaks to the idiocy of the way the news business, the news cycle, the way we get our information. Now, is everything perfect? Absolutely not. You should see, and it's more related to Katrina, and the government saying, and maybe this is appropriate, that you can't build houses on the beach here. If your house is still there, okay, you can leave it. But there were, what did he tell us earlier, Jennifer, 72,000 homes that were destroyed in Katrina. 72,000 mm-hmm. homes in this area destroyed. Wow. They had hundreds of thousands of people working in the casino business. That the day after the storm, 100,000 people lost their jobs.
Yep.
The day after the storm. How do you recover economically from that? People who spent, there was this guy that I met down here, William Richardson, he and other investors bought land for tens of millions of dollars. He got out of the last deal that he was in the Friday before Katrina.
Ooh.
People who, these big casino companies, spending $60 and $70 million for plots of land right on the beach. The casinos wiped out. The land is literally worthless now because they won't let them build anything on this land. You can't build a new house. You can't build a hotel. You can't build. If it was there, you could rebuild it. If it isn't there anymore, forget about it. So you drive up and down the street here, and when you normally would go to any place that, like Atlantic City. Think about that, Roberta. Think about Atlantic City mm-hmm. and what you can experience, the boardwalk, and you see stuff everywhere.
Right.
So Biloxi and Gulfport looked before Katrina just like that. There were casinos. There were boats on both sides. They had these bridges going over the road. There were people, millions of people came here every year to gamble. There are, I think, three of these things that survived. That's what's the Hard Rock Cafe I stayed at last night. They survived. There's another. There are a couple of these that survived. But other than that, they didn't survive. So all those people have stayed around here, tried to find work, and haven't really. Or after Katrina, they became fishermen. They got wiped out for 8 months. So you wonder, you know, you think about these things and the other hardships that we talk about all the time with 9.4 or 6% unemployment or whatever it is. Unless you actually have been in that circumstance, I don't think you can really understand how people's lives were so dramatically affected by Katrina. And then there was a big hurricane here in 1969. Began with a C, Camille, I think it was Camille. You may look that up. I don't have access to a computer here, so Clay, look up Hurricane Camille. I think that's the other big hurricane. Wiped the place out, and they allowed everybody to rebuild their homes on the same place. And when Katrina came in, everybody's home got wiped out again, so they said, okay, after that, no, you can't build a house here anymore. Now, I suppose this guy has a 1,400-square-foot house. Listen to this. This guy has a 1,400, this fellow Richardson that I have met down here, William Richardson, 1,400-square-foot home on the beach. It didn't get destroyed because it was behind a casino that got destroyed. There was like a wall. It held back the ocean. So his house didn't get destroyed, but the casino got destroyed. But the insurance costs, if he were not to self-insure, he self-insures his own home. The cost to insure his house where it is $4,000 a month.
Oh!
Wow.
$4,000 a month.
That's a tiny house.
What, 1,400 square? It's a little post. It's like my house in Santa Monica.
It's a bungalow.
Yeah, it's just a little bungalow. And $4,000 a month.
Who would pay that?
To insure that.
Why would you pay that?
That's the point. You can't. You just have
to get a nice condo somewhere on the beach for that price.
Well, the condos are all, they stopped building all of that stuff. The only thing that exists are federal government entities, because the condos, I mean, it's the same thing.
Because nobody will insure anything.
You can't afford to pay the insurance on it. You cannot. And this is the kind of stuff that
people
don't
understand. You know what? Do you blame the insurance companies, though?
No, I'm not blaming anybody.
No. No, I know.
They have to cover it. It's a risk.
Yeah.
It is a serious risk to build a house down here. So you want to build a house? Fine. You pay $4,000 a month to insure it. So 4,000 times 50 is 48 grand. You know, most people don't have house payments that
that's
much.
That's a job.
Insurance.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So that's why people, I mean, even if the government said you, I don't know that, I guess maybe in some of these circumstances, it hasn't been the government that said you can't build. People just say, okay, if I'm going to build a house here, it's going to get wiped out again. Maybe this is the practical way to handle the problem. Hello, you stupidos. You want to build a house on the beach and it's going to get wiped out by a hurricane? This is Hurricane Alley. You know, like we have Tornado Alley in the Midwest. This is Hurricane Alley. This is where the hurricanes clobber the coast of America. From Corpus Christi around to the panhandle of Florida, hello, this is where most of the damage gets done by hurricanes. So you want to live here? You do it at your risk. Not at, I mean, the first time around, the federal government in 1969 paid for all of these homes to be rebuilt for the most part. There wasn't even the insurance company.
$1.42 billion in damage in Hurricane Camille in 1969.
Yeah. And they rebuilt all of those things. So from 69 to, what was 5 years ago, to 2005, those people lived in their homes, and those homes were all destroyed again. So now the federal government says, no, we're not going to do that. Although FEMA did help a lot of businesses to get reestablished down here. But they all joke about those FEMA trailers and what a ridiculous, how much money was wasted. They wish, you know, they spent as much money for some of those FEMA trailers as it would cost you to build a new house. You know that? You and I, as a taxpayer, spent $40,000-$50,000 for those trailer homes that many never got used. They got sold at auction for $4,000, $3,000.
Wow. And weren't some of them 40,000? Toxic or some of them
had the
problems?
Ventilation.
Yeah.
Yeah, they built them with the wrong stuff. Yeah. Another brilliant government move.
I remember walking around New Orleans, you know, 2 years after Katrina, still seeing those things parked in you know, asphalt parking lots in town.
The old airport lots.
They would be more like outside of down Canal Street type thing. And, you know, people still living in them. Kids riding their bikes outside of them in the parking lot, off at Decatur and whatnot.
Okay, let's get to Roberta and her Queen of Cheap report for today to find out where it is that you can save some money. Then Jennifer is going to update us on, we've already taken care of American Idol, but I'm sure there are some other exciting things go. Maybe she can find some television hunk that's shirtless, whatever the deal is. She loves it.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
I got to come up with a new one every morning now.
I know you do, yes. Right.
Okay, here's a real goodie for today, starting at 12:01 p.m. Eastern Time. If you like CoastalContact.com on Facebook, they will be giving away 10,000 free pairs of eyeglasses. Now, you must have a current prescription, and then you like them on Facebook, you get a code, and you go to CoastalContacts.com to shop with that code. 10,000 pairs of free eyeglasses. Unbelievable. Starbucks today from 2 to 5 p.m., starting today through the 21st. They have the twice as nice promotion. We spoke about this earlier in the week. You buy one holiday drink, and you get one free. You don't need a coupon or anything. Just go in and get it. Lots of freebies from Vistaprint, free holiday cards, address labels, wall calendars, flip books, tote bags, sticky pads, postcards, mugs, business cards. All you have to do is pay for shipping, and we have a list of all of them for you. Bed Bath & Beyond, love those 20% off coupons? Well, again, just sign up for their mailing list, and you'll get coupons in the mail and email for them. American Apparel, $25 for a $50 shopping voucher. This is on Groupon. Now, if you haven't become familiar with Groupon, I think Yahoo just bought them.
I
love the Groupon.
Yeah, I signed
Groupon's
up for Groupon.
Great. I just used one yesterday. I bought a $25 one that gave me $50 worth of stuff at the Gap. I used it yesterday at the Gap. No problem at all using it. They vary from city to city, the offers. In this case, I know this offer is in Miami, Philly, and New York for American Apparel, and you can use it at any American Apparel across the country. It doesn't matter. Sometimes I click through different cities on Groupon just to see what's being offered in the different city. And if you haven't got your Thanksgiving menu together yet, you can get a free Martha Stewart Living Thanksgiving Cookbook download. This is a good one for you, Jen. They have soups and starters, sides and salads, turkey and entrees, and desserts. free. You just download. You can download the chapters, depending on which one you want, if you don't want all of them. And that's free. And that's thanks to Sirius.com. And all these links are on the DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com website.
Good job, Roberta. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
Check it out, DougStephan.com, GoodDayShow.com. Coming up, we're going to check on another cancellation. Another TV show has been canceled.
Ooh.
Jennifer has that story. Plus, an old TV show being made into a movie. Yet another one of those. That's coming right up here. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offers valid in-store only while supplies last. No rank checks. Offer valid through 11-2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Hurry in and save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, save up to an extra $80 with a purchase of four after mail-in rebate. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. McFadden?
Him
where did
too.
That come from? Clay Kohut.
No. You've been McFadden.
Yeah, McFadden. You've been McFadden. All right. Roberta's done her thing. Now it's time for Jennifer to update us on some Thanksgiving television shows that appear to be on the horizon.
Well, you know, Thanksgiving, after we go into our turkey coma, we have to watch something on TV. And ABC announced that Barbara Walters will have an After Thanksgiving Day special in which she's going to interview the Obamas, President Obama and his wife, Michelle.
Oh, another
Are you
one of those
excited?
Interviews. How many times do these people need to be
It's
going to
be a softball interview, but, you know, she's talked to every American president.
That'll put you right. If the turkey, the tryptophan and the turkey didn't put you to sleep, that'll put you to sleep.
Now, here is some news involving our new friend, Montel Williams. He, along with Susan Lucci and Anthony Geary and Kelly Monaco from General Hospital, are going to do an hour-long special from, it's called On the Edge, and it's going to air on Thanksgiving weekend. And it shows all of these stars visiting Africa and raising awareness about the poverty there. So after you are stuffed, you can feel guilty about it watching that special. Jane Fonda, we didn't talk about this. This story broke last week. Just wanted to throw it out there for you. Yeah, she had a little bit of a cancer scare. According to the story, she found a little bit of a tumor, but they were able to take it out, and she is back in action. And she's actually doing a live one-woman show that's starting to tour across the country, which should be kind of interesting. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds.
Always means... But Ryan Reynolds is the sexiest man alive.
Sexiest man by people. You just missed out, Doug. I think you were number two.
Yeah, right. He doesn't have anything to do with television. I will tell you that TNT has canceled the drama Dark Blue. Only had 2 to 3 million viewers. I thought it was a pretty good show, actually. And Steven Soderbergh, who is everybody's friend, it would seem, Ocean's 11, 12, 13 director, is going to make a movie out of The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Cool.
That'll be very cool. Man from U.N.C.L.E. on the big screen. 51 after on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Three past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day, my portion of the program anyway, from the Gulf Convention Center, Biloxi, Gulfport. Just to tell the story here and there, not so that it overcomes everybody, but there's some good stories in the Gulf Coast, and it's kind of neat to be here. And actually, when I found out I was going to come here a couple of weeks ago, I was looking forward to seeing what it was like. I drove through here last year on my drive across when I started. Where was I when I started, Richie, the trip cross country last year? Was I in Alabama? Where did I? You remember?
Oh, yeah.
I was
yes.
First, on Monday? Where did I start on Monday?
I think it was in Alabama. I don't think you hit the Carolinas. So I think
no,
you
I
went straight down and went over there.
Right. And then came across Route 10, drove through Biloxi. But I haven't been to Biloxi to drive around for 14 or 15 years. So I don't remember much about what it was like down here. The interesting thing is, you know, that there is a lot of negative, and you could easily get wrapped up in the negative, the fact that you can't build houses here, that there's a lot of stuff that got destroyed and hasn't come back again. But the other side of it is the overcook, at least in this circumstance, of the oil spill. It's a disservice to the area. Katrina is one thing, and you can talk about that with legitimacy, that it really took this place down. But now with the focus on the oil and how it didn't really affect things here, the news media made you think things were affected.
You got opposing forces.
New Orleans, yes, but
you got opposing forces in that the news media has this big story that they can milk for months and months and months, and the people who are trying to make a living there, who are trying to get back to life as they knew it.
But the stories of the day-to-day struggles are important. That's what I've learned in the 24 hours or so that I've been here. There's some really good stories of people who have their businesses and they've won, they've overcome, which is really the American way. Overcoming obstacles and succeeding, that's kind of what we built our country on, right? So it's good to know that people still have the stick-to-itiveness to to kind of overcome some of that stuff. I think that's really kind of the way that I would look at this. Speaking of overcoming, Roberta, who is a big fan of the Harry Potter series, be interested to know, Clay is researching this. I understand the first 36 minutes of the new Harry Potter movie have been leaked, and it's all over, become viral on the Internet. It was, isn't it tonight?
That's tomorrow. Midnight. Yeah, midnight tonight.
I think there's some midnight. Yeah, there's some showings at midnight tonight, right?
Yeah, we've got our tickets for the IMAX show at 7 p.m. tomorrow.
Tomorrow, you being you and your daughter.
Yeah, my daughter and myself, yeah. We have the IMAX up at Lincoln
Center.
Right,
okay. All right, now, what are you anticipating most about this? You love the series. You love the stories.
Yep.
What are you and Victoria looking forward most to? What do you hear about Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1?
I think what we're excited about is the development of characterization. From the clips that I have seen, there are some really intense character scenes. And, you know, a lot of the Harry Potter films have been a lot about the special effects and action. And, yes, there's a lot of that in these last two movies. But from what we've seen, there's some incredible acting involved. You know, the first couple of films, even the first one, I remember the director, Chris Columbus, says he could barely get these kids to do 20 seconds of dialogue without stumbling.
Really?
And it was a real editing issue to try to get that movie together. And
now they've become real actors.
They've become real actors. They've really grown into these roles. And and it's the end of the series. And it's and they're out of Hogwarts now. They're no longer in Hogwarts. Now they're out in the world. So it's it kind of gave them a lot more opportunity to, you know, expand their wings. So this should be a great, great movie. We're really looking forward to it.
All right. So what about the what about it being leaked online? What does that do? The producers are not happy.
Yeah, but there's a couple of bloggers suggesting that maybe Warner Brothers were the ones who leaked it.
Exactly. Because it's only the
Warner
first
Brothers
36
says,
minutes.
Warner Brothers says, quote, "We are working actively to restrict and remove copies that may be available."
Yeah.
Of course.
They said also, "We are vigorously investigating this matter. We'll prosecute those involved to the fullest extent of the law."
Because apparently it has the Warner Brothers watermark on it, which indicates a screener copy. So, you know, there's very few of those screener copies that go out, and they know exactly who has them. So it's like who would have put this on BitTorrent? I mean, honestly, and why would you only do the
first
36
minutes? Why does it hurt them?
Minutes?
Why wouldn't it be a help to get people more excited and
anticipatory
about going?
Because they know it's going to be the core fan base. Yeah, who's going to pick this up? Exactly.
Yeah, right. I mean,
creates,
people
you know,
are going to watch it. They're going to be excited. Yeah, of course there is. Yeah, come on, give me a break. Much ado about nothing, but it's all PR. It's like anything else. Look at the success. If you go to a store and you try to find some of these alcoholic drinks that we're talking about, they're out of them. They're selling like hotcakes. That's everybody wants to drink it. It's a symbol, status symbol now. Speaking of status symbols, you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That is, in and of itself, a status symbol. 59 past the hour.